What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Today, it is Wednesday, April 29th, 2020, and we have got a lot to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to twiddle the dials, put you on the air, answer the phone calls, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And sorry, I'm multitasking here. And, well, let's start right off with some news here. Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that the China travel ban has not been effective. And it sounds like just another way for her to say that her plan of open borders and no restrictions on visas and green cards would have been the better answer. Of course, she's always pushing for the open borders. She's one of the open border advocates. But, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, there's this little game Nancy plays, like the Monty Python argument clinic. No matter what Donald Trump says, Nancy Pelosi will say the opposite. And apparently there was a bit of a big stink where Nancy Pelosi had complained that Trump had allowed Americans that were in China when the pandemic first broke out to fly back to the United States. And oh my goodness, that's why we got it. We got it. But then on the other hand, if Trump had ordered those Americans to stay in China, Pelosi would have made a big stink about that. Oh, he's abandoning American citizens to those heartless, cruel Chinese communists. By the way, have you noticed that all the China bashing that we're seeing, they're trying to revive our fear of communists? Now, if you're my age and you went through public school, you know, you were told the reasons you were supposed to hate and fear the communists. But for the younger generation, I don't think it's going to be that effective, because they didn't have all that indoctrination, because the Soviet Union fell apart and the propaganda said, well, we don't need to say bad things about them anymore. And if you look at the breakdown in demographics of liberalism, you know, there's a lot of people who are thinking socialism might not be so bad compared to the fascism that this country normally runs under. Meanwhile, Mexico has deported nearly all of its illegal immigrants amid coronavirus fears. That is a good solution. Why are we not doing the exact same thing? Yet another brouhaha has been started by the fact that New York State has canceled its presidential primary over the coronavirus, saying there's no question Trump is going to be the GOP nominee and Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat, period, end of discussion. Now, the reason people got upset is because they're keeping the state and legislative elections on June 23rd. So it's not like people are going to stay home who otherwise would have gone on out. And of course, the Bernie Sanders people are very upset because they were hoping to pick up more delegates. Not because Bernie Sanders is changing his mind about endorsing Joe Biden, but he wants to go into the convention with enough delegates to have a significant influence on the platform. So, anyway, over in Michigan, we're still following the antics of Gretchen Whitmer, and her latest screed now is that her constituents aren't paying attention. The reason they're opposed to her lockdown measure, the reason they're protesting, is they don't really understand the threat. This is called the "they are all idiots" defense. I have a feeling she's not going to survive her next election, going about this all the wrong way. The Facebook event page for an upcoming protest against Michigan state of emergency was deleted by Facebook staff for defying the government's guidance on social distancing. So there you have it, people. Facebook is the enforcer of the government's will. We're really into 1984 with this kind of stuff. All right, let's take some phone calls here, starting with Brian in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. You're on the air.
All right. I just want to say yesterday's show got dark real fast. Like, I'm amazed how much everybody, like, was, like, kind of, like, bickering with each other. Like, that's what this country doesn't need, is everybody to just start randomly fighting with each other. Like, there's a saying a very old saying from Voltaire. I might not agree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. And I think more people need to take that to heart and stop yelling at each other over this kind of nonsense.
Well, as one of our other callers pointed out, you know, there are paid shills who call into shows like mine to try and put certain ideas out there or to discredit certain other ideas. And this is campaign season. We're heading into the elections, and I'm already seeing a flood of stuff that's bashing Trump or bashing Biden. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the program. And we do have a platform here. We're not the corporate media. In fact, that's the attraction of us. We're the independent media, and the general public that knows about us trusts us more than they trust ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth.
And I wholeheartedly believe it. I listen to your show as often as I can live, which unfortunately isn't as often as I'd like, because I called in before. I own a lawn care business, so I don't get off work until, like, it's dark pretty much. And I'm happy mm-hmm. that we had such a mild winter in Pennsylvania. My season started at the beginning of April, earliest it's ever started. I'm so happy for that, because I lost my part-time job, which usually sustains me over winter. I lost that like 2 months ago, so I've had like no income, and I only made, I think, like $95 doing snow removal for like all winter, which is really pathetic. Usually it's about like $500-$600. This is like the worst winter I've ever had. So I listen to your show as often as I can, and one thing I wanted to say is that, did you see how it was ABC, they had like a local show or a local news thing from California that got censored when they had an interview with two doctors?
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous that YouTube would just wipe that out, like right off of a news website, or not like a news website, but a news channel's YouTube channel, which is like insane that YouTube would just censor that right out of the gate, when all it was doing was, if you would have watched the interview, the reporters were like insanely hard on those doctors. Like, they were really yes. throwing hardballs at them. It wasn't like whenever you interview Biden and they lob these like little softballs at him and everything. They were really mm-hmm. drilling into these guys, and they still just wiped it right out. Like, it's just digitally wiped out everybody's memory. Like, oh, what is it? The Ministry of Truth. That's it, from 1984.
Yeah, the memory hole.
Yeah, down the memory hole. That's it. I knew I was forgetting something, but you have a great show, Mike, okay? Take it easy.
All right, thanks. Thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. First of all, I am not a shill. I've been listening to your program for over 5 years, and I enjoy it. You know, we might not agree with everything when it comes to politics or other things, but I do enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you.
The other thing, when you were in high school, did you read the book The Jungle by Sinclair Lewis?
No, I remember seeing it in the library, but I never got around to reading it.
It was about the slaughterhouse and the conditions back in the early 1900s. And the reason I'm bringing it up, it seems like history is repeating itself, considering the workers at the slaughterhouses or meat producers, they're being mistreated, and it seems like no one really cares, especially, you know, people in Washington, D.C. They're more concerned about getting the food processed and not the conditions of the workers.
Well, I know the workers are saying that, presidential order or not, they have no intention of returning until conditions are improved.
Right, and even though, you know, they might lose their job or they might be threatened, and this is something I did not know, that if someone did get ill on the job, you cannot sue the plant. Have you heard that?
I don't know about, you mean sick with coronavirus? I hadn't heard that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of companies are making their workers sign a waiver. If you get ill from the virus, you're not allowed to sue us. So I'll tell you one thing, these lawyers are going to have a field day pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, well, Michael, that's it. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, yesterday you had a guy, I think his name was Paul or something.
Yes, Paul from New Jersey.
He was talking badly about blue states, so-called blue states. Well, listen, Paul, let me tell you something.
He was talking badly about the red states.
I mean the red states, yes. Let me tell you something, Paul. I lived in New Precious, New York. Well, New Jersey and New York, about the same thing, okay? I hated it, okay? It drove me out. You know why? The cost of living is so high in that place because of the greed that you can't even afford a house. You can't even afford an apartment. If you do have a house, you got to pay. Your mortgage takes up most of your salary. I had to commute 70, 80, 90 miles to get to work and then back. You spend like 2 to 4 hours. I used to spend like 4 hours commuting, okay? Because who wants to live in that dump, all right, called New York City? Thanks. Okay? You have no idea what you're talking about, Paul, all right? I would take any of these red states over a blue state anytime, okay? I have a nice house, okay? It's a manufactured home. I wouldn't even be able to have a manufactured home in most of New York, okay? They don't even allow it. The zoning requirements by these greedy pig rich people wouldn't even allow it. On my own land, half an acre, right in the middle of the woods, right in the mountain, I couldn't get that in New York anymore. Maybe way upstate New York. Nowhere close to New York City, though. Okay? There is nothing good about the red, so-called blue states, especially New York and New Jersey. These are dumps, Paul. Okay? You understand that? These are dumps. All right? I don't miss them. I don't even go back there anymore. It's just once my kids were grown and they were living up upstate with their mother at the time, and I went back quite a bit to see them from Texas, the time I was living in Texas, another great state. Since then, I don't even go back to that dump anymore, okay? I've no use for it. Just to get into that dump, you got to pay like a toll of like something like, I don't know, $20 or $30 just to go over some of these bridges, okay? Who can do that? The third world, New York City and most of New Jersey is a third world place where it's for the rich and the poor and no in between. It's the only people who can live there anymore. You can't get a gun. Your Second Amendments are totally denied. The police force is way too large. You got like equivalent of two or three divisions of police. That's because everybody's so scared because they can't defend themselves because they don't have firearms. Okay? So let's get that straight. Here we got freedom, Paul. Okay? Here in the blue states like North Carolina, where Mike was living in Indiana, South Carolina, in Texas, in other western states such as Dakotas, you got real freedom there, okay? You don't have that in places like New York and New Jersey or Massachusetts. They're dumped. They're dumped because you people are too stupid to get rid of the politicians that have screwed you over all these years. That's why. Right now, that's why you're locked down the way you are now, okay? Because you got no guts. You don't want to go out and demand your rights. You have no idea what the Constitution of this great country is. It's because of the blue states that this country is in the situation it's in right now, all right? And that's all I got to say, Mike, really. I just had to. I wanted to call yesterday, but I already called, okay? So.
Well, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, by the way, I made a great new video, by the way, on my YouTube channel. Okay, Mike, in case anyone want to watch it. All right? I see a couple of people already seen it. All right? So, great new video. Even did a little imitation of Bill Gates.
All right. I'll have to tune in and look at that one.
Bye,
okay, well, thanks. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. 800-313-9443. Now, as one of our callers just mentioned, YouTube censored a viral video of these two doctors, Dr. Dan Erickson and Dr. Artin Masihi, and they're co-owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California. And they came on out talking about the numbers and saying, you know, does this really necessitate sheltering in place? Does it necessitate shutting down medical systems? Does it necessitate people being out of work? And they made a valid point because, you know, 2019 was the worst flu season in something like four decades, and we didn't shut the country down for that. But yes, the reporters who were there at the press conference just drove into them because the order has gone out. Sell coronavirus as this huge threat. Keep the people afraid. And YouTube yanked the video. And we're already seeing a whole bunch of stories coming on out saying, oh, well, their math was in error. They made all kinds of huge mistakes in their calculations. Now that they can't defend themselves, now that people can't go back and look at the original video and see what it was they actually said, it's all being made up after the fact. You know, oh, they said that, you know, coronavirus was going to kill, you know, 18 trillion people. They can say anything they want. And these two doctors, as long as YouTube continues to deep six their videos, they can't defend themselves. That's about as un-American as it gets around here. When you can come on out with something that's factual, it can be erased. You can be attacked after the fact and have anything said about you, any smear whatsoever, and you're not allowed to respond. Classic smear job here. All right, Trump is saying COVID reparations are coming and that the United States is going to bill China for at least $160 billion. Good luck with that. Don't think it's going to happen. Well, they can send a bill. Anybody can send a bill. Whether it'll be paid or not, we don't know. I know that some of the people who were talking about suing China for damages were talking about something like $3 trillion, which just coincidentally happens to be about how much debt China holds over the United States here. Now, there's an article that came on out of Zero Hedge about pandemic passports and the danger of immunodiscrimination. And this is following on with Bill Gates' call for a digital tattoo that will have your vaccine record right there in your, I guess, in your arm. You know, just a little number. And they'll look at that number and say, oh, they've had this vaccine or that vaccine. And if you look at what's going on in our schools, where students are not allowed to attend the schools unless they've had all the CDC-mandated vaccines. And remember, the CDC is a private company that owns vaccine patents. They're not part of the United States government. We're looking at a possibility of immunodiscrimination, where unless you've gone over to the godfathers of medicine and given them some of your money, so that they'll mark your little tattoo, little protection sticker on your arm, you know. They paid the protection. Leave them alone. That you could be kept out of things like stores, government services. It's a real possibility. Because anytime you start labeling people, they can be discriminated against. Now, we all understand that discrimination based on color or gender orientation is wrong. So why are discrimination against, well, like fat people considered acceptable? And now this possibility of immunodiscrimination. And by the way, speaking of stores, there's a story out there that apparently a lot of these large chain department stores are going to put in thermal scanners at their doors. And if you're running a fever when you try and go in the store, you will be stopped. What if you just got finished at the gym and you're flushed? You'd be a little hot, but you're not sick. You're just worked up. Now, here's a story that's going to cause the hairs on the back of your neck to stand up. It's from Russia Today. Is Bill Gates using his philanthropy for the good of the universe or as a power grab exercise with one eye on the White House? Entirely plausible. He's seen one billionaire get into the White House. You might think, and I don't know about you, but I don't want the guy who gave us Windows Vista and Millennium Edition sitting at that Resolute desk in the Oval Office. He certainly is getting a lot of media attention these days. Of course, he's getting long in the tooth as well. If he's going to run, it's going to have to be in 2024. All righty, people are saying it's time to open up the economy. Locking down provides no statistical benefit. Looking at all the nations all across Europe, those that lock down are doing no better than those that didn't lock down. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraiser. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, our phone lines are full, so let's go clear some phone calls, starting with Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is not on my mind, Michael? Good to hear from you. One, initially I was going to talk about what was discussed yesterday, but when I heard you mention about the prospect of Billy Gates or whatever going for running for office because of the money factor and so forth, that is a nauseating thought to start with. But then again, hey, that's probably what he's been shooting for, and that's coming out of the shadows, as it were, like Cheney did at one time, considering that he was basically behind, along with who knows who, as far as bioengineering is concerned, regarding the various viral bugs that they warned people like 5 or 7 years earlier about, and then come to find out, interesting timing. But aside from that, the thing that really kind of bugs me at the moment, and I'm pun intended, when people start talking about, well, this state should be grateful for this, and this grateful, this state should be grateful for that, or whatever, and so on ad nauseum, spewing out negativity about this, about that, whatever have you. For one thing, if there's any due respect, by all means, let it flow. However, we are supposed to be grown adults, having an adult mind, adult brain. There's enough negativity in the world as is without people going and spewing it on the airwaves for crying out loud. We're supposed to be caring about each other, not shooting down your throat with a bunch of negative garbage. I mean, yes, I have lived in the South. I've lived in the North. They all have their pros and cons. I'll give you that.
Yes.
But, I mean, come on. Use your common sense. I don't care if someone's living in their basement. I don't care if someone's living in a store.
Okay, Francis, you're cutting out there. Are you still there?
As far as her heart goes. What?
I said you cut out there for a second.
I mean, went into a dead zone there for a moment. I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. So you're back now. If you could repeat that going back to if they live in the basement or if they live in whatever it was you said after that.
Well, the aspect that it doesn't matter if you're living in someone's basement or a five-story mansion. It's a matter of what the intention of your heart is and what you look to do with your energy and your money or whatever have you. And so forth to help not only yourself but also those around you. There's enough negativity going on in the world to go around. It's ridiculous. And the whole example about what people are doing now with the social engineering of distance and wearing masks and so forth and nauseam, it's like, okay, people, come on. Give me a break here. Step out of it. So that's pretty much all of it in a nutshell, Michael, because it's just when I hear people talk like that, it's like, okay, we're supposed to be an adult with an adult brain or adult mentality. It doesn't sound like it to me. So people can take it with a grain of salt, what I just shared with you. So anyway, have a great week.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Was that Jim from Illinois that called just recently talking about the blue states?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? He's right. I used to go down to, I used to travel through New York all the time a few years back to do service work, and I'd do the I-90 to through Syracuse to Albany, and then I'd go down the 87. Mike, I'd never seen so many cops in all my life. It was brutal, just brutal.
Yes.
They were everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And, you know, the thing is, what used to bother me is, in Canada, when you're merging onto a highway, you know, you don't slow down going onto the highway. You speed up.
Yeah.
And I got ticketed a few times in there, in New York. Subsequently, you know, I'm not allowed in New York anymore unless I gave them $800 or something like that, which, of course, is extortion. So I would never consider doing it. So, you know, I was in New York. New Jersey, I don't know if Connecticut is a blue state or not, but I've never seen so many cops in all my life when I used to go down there, number one. And then also, that video that you were talking about with those two doctors, Tucker Carlson picked that up, right, on Fox News?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think I got that off of your website, didn't I? Did I? Tucker
yes.
Carlson talking about those guys? Yeah. So...
All right, Al, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm going to have to put you
okay,
on hold.
Thanks.
Don't hang up. I'm going to bring you back after these words from my sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was chiming in about the police state that New York is and New Jersey and like that whole area. I remember when I drive down there, I mean, I'd see every 5 minutes there'd be a cop somewhere and they'd be in those big SUVs waiting to pull people over. And it was just brutal. You know, I'd come back and go to the Canada side, and I wouldn't see one. I wouldn't see a cop for, you know, like 45 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm from Canada, you know. Like, your country, the United States, is supposed to be free. Well, it didn't seem like it was to me. But, and then I was talking about the Tucker Carlson interview, or I should say him being on Fox, and he was... He showed a clip of those two guys from California that I guess YouTube is memory hold. I didn't know they did that until just recently when I was listening to your show here.
And, well, the video's
it's typical.
The video's already been mirrored, and a member just posted the links to the mirrored versions for people who want to see what was actually said rather than listen to the corporate media try and tell you that something else was said.
Yeah, I mean, this is all pure nonsense, right? But am I correct when I say that I think this year Only 24,000 people in the United States have died from complications due to influenza, which is like a third of what it was last year.
The seasonal flu has been a lot lower this year, and speculation is that many of those deaths are being put in, you know, the COVID-19 category to try and get those numbers up there to match the initial projections. Yeah. You know, somebody gets run over by a steamroller, oh, COVID-19 death. Somebody gets eaten by a shark, it's a COVID-19 death.
Yeah, I was on some website, and they were going over some of these stats, you know, heart attacks, diabetes, stroke, and all that. And it's all the same thing. All these numbers have come right down. It's like, we've been saved. Like, this is great. You know, I'm going to go out and have myself a nice greasy steak or something like that. But, you know, I remember like a week and a half ago or something, I was talking about wearing these N95 masks. I'm still not wearing one. I see a lot of people still wearing the masks, and I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with you? You don't see this for what it is? I mean, I go to the supermarkets now, Mike. They have these little arrows, you know, you're only supposed to go down one way down the aisle. No one's following it anymore. They're just tired of this crap. They're just sick and tired of it. You know, and what they're doing, and this is my opinion only, is they're making us all, like, serious debt slaves. Like, how do you pay for all this debt? So you're going to have you're in a bankrupt country, and then what? You know what, the UN steps in with their one world government, one world central bank, one world currency.
No, you have foreign investors come in and buy up what used to be public property. They'll privatize all the highways, all the harbors, all the airports, and future generations of Americans will pay to rent what was once the property of their parents.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's already happened up here in Canada, right? We leased out the 407 that taxpayers paid to build, and it was, you know, the best highway that we ever paid for because it's all done in concrete and whatnot. And, you know, we've leased it to some German company, for crying out loud. I mean, what a scam. That was the old Liberal government that did that, right, in the province I live in. Once again, a Liberal government. You know, their idea of fixing things is to jack up the minimum wage so that inflation just goes skyrocketing and prices go up. That'll fix it. It doesn't fix anything at all, and it never will. I don't care how much cash you throw at anything. I don't care how much printing that any government anywhere all over the world will do. It will never, ever fix the problem. The problem lies exactly where you and I both know. Banking.
It gets sucked up to the top immediately. You know, by the billionaires, the money junkies.
Yep, because they're the ones that own the banks. That's pretty much it. I mean, it all gets siphoned up through that black hole that is all this interest that we have to pay that no one even sees, no one even thinks about. Almost half of everything that we pay for is going to pay interest to somebody, and it's usually these rich people. I mean, this has got to end because, you know what, Mike? I'd rather live dangerous freedom. And I think that's a quote, than peaceful slavery. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Kansas. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, yesterday got pretty insulting. The guy that said he worked his butt off for money his whole life, and then he was successful because he worked hard. But that's all he did with his life. You know, I guess maybe I myself, after being a 28-year veteran firefighter and EMTI, and then on top of it, I got three honorable discharges, one from the Army and two from the Kansas Guard. I guess in his book, I'm a loser. And I just don't see, we make our choices in life.
Yes, we do.
I chose to stand on the wall and guard these people while they're sleeping so no one would harm them. And I suffered injury, and it's really an insult to me when just because of life choices, you choose what you want to do. And you chose what you wanted to do. And it's not just because you didn't go out there and try to make a bunch of money doesn't make you a loser. But I, you know, and that was kind of what I call oil of vitriol to be insulting like that.
Yes.
That's an alchemy term of sulfuric acid. And
yes.
This red blue state thing is divisive. I think it was installed mainly to just divide the country more than it really is. It's the left-right phony paradigm. Who says that if one state happens to be a red state, you know, here in Kansas, I guess if you're going to go to that divisionary red-blue, well, we're red, and we provide at least one quarter of all the wheat for all the wheat bread in the United States. Well, if you don't like it coming from a red state, well, don't eat any bread, I guess, or you don't eat any beef. Don't stay in your own state and don't have any trade and commerce with any of their states. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, originally I'm from Minnesota, and I feel really bad for a lot of people in Minnesota because the liberals are dominating everything, and the taxes are going sky high. And then there's also talk of people that want to escape Minnesota and leave, like they have gone out of Illinois, or they've escaped from California to have an exit tax. They tax you because you're leaving.
Yes.
And I really feel bad for people that... Say again?
They were talking about that in Hawaii, too. And they were talking about
at the national level.
That if you wanted to leave the United States, that you would have to surrender something like one-third of your wealth. If you hadn't smuggled it out already.
Well, you know, and a lot of people have already taken their money out of this country. And there was a lot of people that invested in Russia simply because they were getting tired of investing in companies in the United States where if somebody in middle management mistakenly used a pronoun or something, they'd be a lawsuit. Frivolous lawsuits. Well, you get tired. Well, to the point where, you want to invest in this country is too risky. But we are in a mess right now, and I was completely amazed on how quickly this country was taken down.
Yes.
We are really in a bad way. And it goes back when I was in the Army. I was stationed in Panama back in the 70s. And I took a correspondence course, and it was the title of the course was Psychological Operations Techniques and Procedures. And all of the stuff that's been going on in this country that I've noticed, even going back to the Kennedy assassination, how we got in Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin, all this stuff that they tried to pull with the U.S. Liberty, and then in recent times, Oklahoma, and then the World Trade Center, and all of this stuff, is we're primed for it. We've already been conditioned to react to Hegelian dialectics. So I'm really amazed that this country hasn't collapsed already. I'm just amazed.
I think it's in the middle of collapse.
Oh, well, it's stair-stepping down, and I don't know when we're going to hit bottom. But I'm really fearful. You know, I'm too old to be engaged in, you know, a lot of stuff. I'm in my mid-60s, and I went through having pneumonia back in December. My son thinks that was actually this coronavirus that got me my pneumonia, and because it had the telltale sign of, your blood pressure was dropping. Your blood pressure drops way off. And I started looking for a comfortable place on the floor. But it takes a long time to recover from this stuff. But other people, it doesn't even bother them. So I think we need to just put on our men's underwear and face up to this stuff and go through the process, because this is the human condition. That we have to fight this off with the immune system, and your medical establishment is not going to help us at all. So I thought I'd just leave you with that, Mike, and you have a good day. And for all that guy in New Jersey, well, just stay home. We don't need you. But I know some nice people in New Jersey, and okay, you got to pick and choose sometimes. But,
well, you do that anywhere that you are. I mean, you know, I really love the people around here in Indiana. We're obviously a red state. Hardly ever see any police. In fact, you know, we can go days without seeing a police officer here. But I'm originally a New Englander. I was born in Boston. I spent my childhood mostly in New Hampshire, and I still like it back there. But, you know, I've been to New York many times, and I do not like it. I used to live in Southern California. The last time I went back there, it just, you could just see the deterioration. Same thing with San Francisco. And so I guess at my age, being in a rural environment is a lot more comfortable. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was talking about what he notices in New York coming from Canada. And one thing you'll notice in all the blue states, and that's toll booths. I mean,
yes.
I can go from Tennessee to Houston and go across the Mississippi River, no toll booth. Go down to Florida. The only toll booth in Florida is the Beeline from Orlando to, what's that beach down there, Cocoa Beach or something. But
yes.
Other than that, you go all over, it's like anywhere you go up north. And when I talk about blue states, I'm talking not about the geography, not about the history. I'm talking about the liberal politics. That's what people don't seem to. I don't want to compare the gross product of New York with Tennessee. It's ridiculous. I'm just talking about how liberalism and these lefties are just the difference in life that they've created up there, and how those states are going to be most affected because of their liberal governors with this lockdown. I mean, Tennessee's opening up for business. So is Texas. New Jersey and New York will be probably closed through till the election because they're going to use it for political advantage, and they're going to try to get a federal bailout for the state. That's what the Democrats' plan is. But so anyway, I just want to say that one thing that I really, like I said, you can tell you're in a liberal state every time you cross water, you're going to pay a toll. Or in New Jersey, you got the Jersey Turnpike, and you got the Jersey Thruway, and you got, you know, all the bridges. I mean, they're all kinds of Delaware, same thing. Maryland, same thing. You get into Virginia, hey, there's no more. You know, I'm not paying for going over water. You take that outer bridge in Norfolk, you don't pay a toll. You know, I mean, and that's a long bridge. You know, you go to Louisiana, Lake Pontchartrain, long bridge, no toll.
Mm-hmm.
UEP Long Bridge, no toll. So, you know, it just shows. And who do tolls really hurt the most? The working man, the middle class, the trucker. You know, so it just shows who they like to punish in those big cities. And then who gets the money from the bonds that went to build those bridges? They're still paying these rich families through your toll booths to this day. They bought the bonds, 40 years ago, 50 years. So that's what you get in a liberal state. But I really had to call in today. I wasn't planning on it, but that guy insulting you, really, that was a disgusting thing. Does he know your history, Mike? Does he know how you stood up for a man that you didn't even know who was murdered by the Clintons? Does he know that they pressured and punished you so you lost your job? You know, does he know the amount of damage that they did to you? You know, has he ever stood up for anything in his life? Has that guy who called in and insulted the size of your house or whatever ridiculous thing, does he know what an honorable man you are, how you stood up for justice for a man you didn't even know? You know, I know. I stood up with others with the 9/11 thing, and I lost my security clearance. I lost jobs. You know, I got spit on. I got my leg broken. You know, and this guy has no idea. You are one of the best people that I know. You know, you put your ass on the line. And you paid a price for it, and I hope you get rewarded somehow, some way, you know? And when you cross over to the next life, well, I know, but I mean, you should be, you know, you are, you're right. But, when you cross over, I hope
Vince. And I consider myself a success because of that.
Well, I always told people, I said, well, when I die, I hope that some of the people that I standing up for at 9/11, and them can come and say hello and say thanks for standing up for me. And I hope Vince Foster's are going to meet you, because he should. Because how many people are ever did stand up for Vince Foster? You know?
There were amazing. A few. There were a few. DC Dave comes to mind. Bruce Brunt comes to mind. A couple others whose names are probably best left unsaid. There were even some people within the investigation tried to do the right thing. They lost their jobs for it. And it was this huge, big, stinky cover-up. And it's not like that I just sat there and made the decision that I was going to sacrifice my career in Hollywood for Vince Foster. I thought I would just point out the fact that it had to have been a murder, and that would be the end of it. And, of course, I was completely wrong on that. All right, well, listen, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We're going to take another phone call as soon as we come back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to John on Vancouver Island. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John, are you there? This is Glenn from Philadelphia.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I guess we must have lost John. So, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, it's about Joe Biden. I mean, the man is obviously having dementia problems.
Yes.
And I understand that bureaucratic entities can have a lot of inertia or be bullheaded, but I can't believe that anyone in the Democratic Party, you know, operations really thinks that he's viable as a candidate. And I kind of have to stick with Jeff Rentz's idea that he's a placeholder, that they're going to back him out. Now, I don't agree with Rentz that they're going to pull Hillary out of mothballs here at the last moment, but I can easily see some kind of hoopla where they're going to have to, with the greatest sorrow that, you know, that they have to, you know, that Biden's going to drop out, and we really lament this, and it's such a shame, and we thank him for his many decades of service to the American people, but instead we're going to run so-and-so. So I think that's what's coming. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a Michelle Obama Buttigieg ticket or something like that. I still think Buttigieg is the heir apparent to the VP slot for the Dems.
I disagree with Rentz. I think they're getting ready to pull Hillary out in a brokered convention. Yeah. I mean, what the Democrats did this year is they went after Trump, obviously, and they started getting rid of everybody they didn't want to have as a nominee, like Bernie Sanders and Tulsi Gabbard. And when they got all, you know, to the bottom of the barrel, as it were, all they had left was Joe Biden, who is clearly deteriorating. And I feel bad for the guy, you know, and I wish him well, but he's certainly not capable of doing the job of president. Now, maybe they're just going to prop him up in that chair in front of the Resolute desk and let him drool on the blotter there while the real decisions are made by people behind him. But I do think that the game plan here, at least from the Clintons' point of view, and there does seem to be a little battle going on between the Obamas and the Clintons over who's going to get that vice presidential slot. And I don't think Michelle Obama is qualified to VP, but I'll take her over Hillary any day. So I do think that at some point, and look how much attention Hillary is trying to get for herself right now. And
right.
To me, it's pretty obvious.
Well, you think that she is going to run?
I think that she's trying to get that VP slot, knowing that Joe Biden is probably not going to he's probably not going to make it through the first 4 years.
Right, because they can. What amendment is it? The 24th or whatever that they use for the mental fitness of 25th Amendment. So they could put him in and then retire him with the 25th Amendment and slide Hillary in.
Yes.
Okay, that would work. But hey, Mike, I'm expecting food prices to go through the roof here very soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're creating an artificial shortage down here.
Yep, exactly. Mike, thank you.
All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.